More and more every single day, social media is becoming a huge part of college football. Coaches, players, parents, and fans are constantly on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube to try to promote what they are doing. Whether it's themselves playing, hyping up their team, giving opinions, anybody who says they do not have a social media account would be lying to you. As Scott Shroud of the University of Texas points out, college football coaches from across the country now have to deal with those issues. You could be a seasoned veteran coach such as Nick Saban at Alabama or the up-and-coming new guy on the block like Lincoln Riley at the University of Oklahoma, and you still have to be on social media every single day. Stroud cites that Twitter in particular has become a major part of college football, especially when it comes to recruiting. Whenever a big-time recruit commits to a program, coaches will tweet out very vague sentences. Per the Stanford social media guideline handbook, quote, posts about recruiting must be very generic in nature, end quote. An example you will find on Twitter these days is LSU head coach Ed Orgeron. Whenever another five-star prospect commits to LSU, Orgeron will usually tweet out, hold that tiger. It's not exactly anything related with the recruit himself, but it does show that Orgeron is acknowledging the major pickup for his program. Some schools have understood the danger of social media and straight up banned their players from having accounts. Darren Revelle wrote a piece for CNBC back when the apps became popular and detailed why schools did not allow their student athletes to sign up for them. However, as times have changed, schools have no choice but to let their athletes use these apps, especially when they are trying to grow their brand. That is a completely different discussion for a completely different day, but social media does lead to a lot of opportunities for these players, especially when they are attending big-time programs and have big-time status. While recruiting brings out the good side of college football Twitter, older tweets can be the downfall of anybody. Whenever someone starts to play well or has an instant viral moment, the first thing the general population is going to do is find their Twitter account and see if anybody has posted anything stupid. This is not mutually exclusive to college football. It has been an issue for baseball, hockey, and basketball players. It is just something that people are going to do no matter the circumstances. From the moment you step foot on your respective campus, there will be a whole seminar on the do's and don'ts of social media, no matter the sport. Football teams will sit down every single year to make sure their players are aware of the dangers apps can bring. No matter what you say or what you present, it'll be out there forever. You can instantly delete it, but all it takes is one screenshot to make sure it lives eternally. My opinion on social media and college football is that it should not only be used, but be used heavily. If head coaches or coaching staffs are not prioritizing connecting with players through social media, they are doing something extremely wrong. That is how people are going to keep up with each other in this day and age. Communication can be done from all of them. Even if there are rules against the use of social media, there is always a loophole. From a player's perspective, I feel the same way. Obviously, since you are a glorified athlete, you have to watch what you are going to say a little bit more closely than a normal human. However, building up a following will lead you to opportunities down the road. Programs themselves should have up and running accounts who are posting content constantly for other people to consume. During peak times, such as the game they are playing or other events, videos, stats, and highlights should be going live as soon as it possibly can. People will buy into what you are doing more through that. The most interesting part about all this craze is that this is just the beginning, not the end. More and more apps are going to follow the ones already in existence. A good example of that would be TikTok becoming the sudden craze during the COVID-19 pandemic. Schools instantly were able to jump on the app and start posting videos for the younger crowd to consume and enjoy. Those who did not are lagging behind and possibly hurting what they can do from a creativity standpoint with their players and future players. Many more examples of this will pop up during the next 10, 15, and possibly even 20 years. Weirdly enough, the way you're listening to this podcast is through a social media platform. There are so many different examples of what student athletes can bring to the table that are just not presented on a day-to-day basis. We've come a long way in the past decade. There was a point in time where coaches refused to even acknowledge these apps because they did not fully understand how to use them and what their benefits were. Now, we have premier people, such as Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin, tweeting funny things on a daily basis, giving football fans across the country a laugh. The world never ceases to amaze you with how much progression can happen in such a little bit amount of time. Thank you for listening to today's podcast, and we will see you next time.